USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit President Trump on both of the articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. Chief Justice John Roberts.
It is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
The vote was on party lines, except for Republican Mitt Romney, who voted to convict on abuse of power.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
86% of the precincts have reported from Monday's Iowa caucus. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly ahead of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden a distant third and fourth. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wock.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. On Wall Street, stocks rally to records as concerns ease on the coronavirus. The S&P 500 closed at a record, easing the losses sparked by reaction to China's coronavirus outbreak, while oil prices posted their biggest gain in more than a month. The Dow is up 483, the S&P up 37, and the Nasdaq up 40. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to new research, parents usually do about 4,000 mistakes before a child moves away. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A survey conducted of 2,000 parents, 23 and up, found the average parent commits 221 little hiccups a year, adding up to just under 4,000 between their child's birth and the age of 18. Psychotherapist Philippa Perry has some advice on how to handle if you make a mistake while parenting your child.
I think if you say, you know what, I shouldn't have shouted in the car, I had a bad day at the office and I took it out on you and that was not fair, I'm sorry. If we can do that sort of thing, our children learn to apologize too. So apology doesn't become this great big humiliating thing. Also, we're modeling you don't have to be perfect all the time, you don't have to be right all the time, because that's unrealistic to be perfect and right all the time.
A Hollywood icon has died.
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
Oscar-winning movie star from the Golden Age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away. His son and fellow actor Michael Douglas announced his death on Instagram. In 1991, he spoke as he received the AFI Life Achievement Award.
A very touching evening for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.